Hi, I'm Brandy.
And I'm Raven.
And this is the Sister Files. Whoop, whoop.
Typical.
Oh, I'm sure you love
myself. I'm love her sorry.
Okay, sorry if I sound a little stuffy. Just getting that lovely change of season cold.
No, she's actually dying. But anyway, we're going to tell you later about it, but we figured it was all a little cold.
So we're going to start changing things up a bit again. And so instead of me just talking to you
said taking things up a bit, I was like, it's gonna get spicy.
No, changing things up. And instead of me telling you about a haunted place, we're gonna do it together where I'm telling Raven and have her lovely reactions and stuff like that. Cause I get bored doing it by myself.
I know. You don't have your witty audience here.
I know.
You.
I don't like talking to myself.
I don't like talking to myself either.
Yeah. I mean, I do it a lot, but...
Yeah, but thank God we don't record that.
Yeah.
Or me talking to myself.
It's usually when I'm, like, pissed off is when I talk to myself.
I just can't stand those freaking people.
Yeah, pretty much.
What you say?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I always say when I get frustrated in my classroom and, like, my kids know I'm frustrated, I always tease them and I go, arugula!
Arugula! Yeah. Mine's a little bit more violent. I'm gonna punch him in the head. Like, yeah, if I do this again, I'm gonna punch him in the head.
Yeah, I can't say that.
Yeah.
I would get in trouble.
Yeah. Nobody's got offense to it. They know I'm not serious. But anyway.
Until she actually doesn't.
So, today, we are gonna talk about the Sally House.
Hmm.
The Sally House is a residential house in Atchison? Atchison? Yeah, whatever. Kansas. I probably said that all wrong, but.
Atchison?
Yeah.
Does action happen there?
Yes, all the time.
Mm.
In the Sally House. Action happens all the time.
In the Sally House?
Yeah, inside the Sally House.
Ooh, Sally's busy.
Sorry, with my lisp and my cold, I just can't say things today.
And I'm here to make fun of her. You're all welcome.
It has been called one of the most haunted houses in America.
Mm.
So the house was built in the 1800s. It was built specifically for Michael Finney.
Hmm.
And he lived there until he died in 1872, and he did die at the house.
Okay.
Some of his other family members that died at the house, and these are, like, the only documented deaths inside the house are his son, Richard Edwin Finney,
okay,
who died in 1874, and then his son-in-law, William True, who died in 1918, and his daughter, Agnes Finney True, who died in 1939. Prior to 1992 into 1993, there really wasn't many reports from the house saying that it was haunted.
Oh.
So
hold on, what were the dates again?
From 1992, starting 1992, before 1992.
Okay, I got you. I thought you said between 1992 and 1993 there was nothing, and I was like, that's only a year.
No, from the house being built in the 1800s up until 1992, okay, there were no big reported of activity. The only thing that was kind of reported was that a family that lived there from the late 1950s to 1990 did report of a spontaneous fire breaking out in the upstairs bedroom.
Oh.
But otherwise than that, there really was no paranormal activity reported in the home.
See, I find that terrifying, though, because I'm always afraid of there being a fire.
Yeah.
Like, no lie, I, like, unplug everything before I leave.
Yeah.
No. Because I'm weird.
No.
And so I'm always afraid. So the idea of, like, a spontaneous fire just becoming something is terrifying.
So, in December 31st, 1992, a young married couple moved into the house.
Aw, how cute.
Their names were Tony and Deborah Pickman. Oh. They were in their late 20s, just recently married, and expecting a baby in June of 93.
Oh my gosh. That was the year I was born.
Oh.
I thought you said it like you're shocked. Oh, really? That was when you were born?
That is right. Mm-hmm. So you are the same age as the Pickman baby.
I am. Isn't that weird? Does the Pickman baby have a name?
Possibly. I don't think I know the name of the baby. So
was it Raven?
No, it was a baby boy.
Oh, I mean, kidding.
Granted, I know you were going to be named Raven, whether you're a boy or a girl, but
yeah,
it was a boy. I can't remember. I might have it somewhere, but I don't think I wrote it down because I didn't really give the talk about the baby much.
It's not that important.
So
like me,
the activity started out pretty much inconspicuous. You know, like most, like it was just kind of something that you're like, did I imagine that? Am I sure that's what happened? Maybe it was just my imagination kind of thing, where it was, you know, lights flickering, maybe hearing the timer in the microwave go off. Just things that, random things that you kind of think you're like, did I do that? Kind of thing, where it wasn't too much. And I even think that they kind of started to figure out maybe their house was haunted, but they were just like, okay, whatever, that's cool, just as long as it really doesn't bother us. I don't really care.
I don't know if I would be okay with that.
So they also, you know, started to feel random cold spots. Sometimes toys in the nursery would turn on their own. The dog would sit outside one of the rooms, which is actually the bedroom that ended up becoming the nursery, and just cry and bark at the door to the upstairs room.
Ew.
Randomly. For long periods of time. Even some of the toys that were musical toys, ones that you could like record things or make music from, would emit sounds, and sometimes she would hear like distant voices coming from it.
Ew.
And it would just do it on its own.
A cowgirl doll thing. Mm-hmm. It was like this big.
So about 2 feet?
Yeah. Anyway, and like you would like, I forget how she made noise. And you like squeeze her hand or you like hit her back or something. Mm-hmm. And she slapped her.
How you doing?
And then she would be like, giddy up, cowgirl. And then it would be like, dun 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 dun. So, of course, like, after a while, like, I never played with it or, you know, I got older. But, like, sometimes it would just, like, randomly come on its own. So, like, in the middle of the night, it would be, like, sitting with all my other stuffed animals. And it would be sleeping. And all of a sudden, we'd hear, giddy up, cowgirl! And, yeah, she was in her basement now, I think. I don't even know where she is now. But she did it for a long time. And I think she started losing batteries. But it was like, giddy up, cowgirl!
Yeah.
But it is creepy when things randomly come on like that.
It is. Very so. And then even, so this was during the time when landlines were a thing, because cell phones weren't.
Oh my gosh, landlines, guys.
And they had cordless phones, which were, like, cell phones only connected to the landline, and you couldn't, like, play games on them. It was just to talk. And it would be battery powered. And if they got anywhere near the room that they were using as a nursery, it would lose battery quickly. Especially if they walked into it.
Wow.
That's yeah. So, this is kind of the stuff that happened up until, like, the baby was born. And then after the baby was born, the activity seemed to increase a little bit.
Oh.
The baby would wake up every hour as though someone was playing with him. Mm. But when they went to investigate, nobody would be there. When they looked on the baby monitor, nobody was there.
That's creepy.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they had the video baby monitor to them. Maybe just the sounds. But anyway.
Yeah.
And then, they even had a neighbor once come up to Deborah and ask her why, the light in the nursery was left on all night all the time. And Deborah's like, yeah, nummy. So she was like, alright. Mm. Like, I need some sleep. No.
Yeah.
Leave my baby alone so I can sleep. Anyway. So Then one day, they actually have the exact date on this, which was July 14th, 1993. They came home, and when they went up to the nursery, I don't know exactly the events that led up to them going to the nursery, because the baby was actually in the living room sleeping.
Yeah.
So maybe they went upstairs to pass it. Probably maybe somebody went to use the bathroom, because you had to go past the nursery upstairs to use the bathroom. They noticed that all the stuffed bears in the nursery were neatly placed in a circle in the middle of the room with all their backs facing inwards.
You see, here's the thing. No.
Yeah.
It's like, bye! Also, my baby would not be sleeping in that room anymore.
Yeah, right?
There's no way.
So, at the time that it happened, Deborah's sister Karen was actually in town. And she was in town to visit with the baby and kind of help the new parents out with the new baby and all. So, when they went up there and they put all the toys away, and they kind of each thought somebody else had done it.
Yeah.
So there's three of them. I mean, they all denied it, but they're like, in the back of their head, they're like, I know somebody's playing a trick on me. Because of all the stuff that was going on, they're just like, eh, somebody's trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. So they put them all back. They turned off the light, went back downstairs. As soon as they got back downstairs, Karen, you know, happened to turn to look at it. Because, you know, you're just going to kind of look at stuff, like, be like, ugh, would that really happen? And she looked up and she was like, holy shit, guys, the light's on. Like, you guys turned it, you turned it off, right? And the husband, Tony, was like, yeah, I did. So the three of them went right back upstairs to investigate, and they found that one of the bears was in the middle of the floor on its back.
See? No.
So for the rest of the night, so they put the bear back, and they turned the light off, and then for the rest of the night, they all kept each other kind of, like, in eyesight of each other, because they were like, oh, you know, I don't trust you, blah, blah, blah. So, then, one of them, I don't know if it was either Karen or Deborah, was like, all right, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'm gonna brave having to go past that room again.
Yeah.
So, she goes to the bathroom, takes a peek into the room when she's walking by, and again, there's the bear in the middle of the floor. Yeah. And they all tested. They all kept together in the sights of each other. Like, it wasn't, like, a really big house. So, even her walking up the steps, somebody could see her as she walked up the steps. So, they couldn't say that, oh, she went in there and did it while they weren't looking. So, this was, like, so Tony and Deborah were like, all right, this is kind of freaking us out. We're going to take a break from the house. So they got their stuff, and they're like, okay, we're going to go to Tony's parents' house. As they were leaving, Tony was like, ugh. And he was like, and Deborah's like, what happened? He's like, I don't know. I think I get bit by a bug. So they're packing all their stuff, and they take the baby, and they go to Deborah's parents' house. And his back is, you know, really kind of stinging him. So he's like, hey, can you check this out? Make sure nothing's bad. So they look, and they found three long scratches down his back. I'm pretty sure bugs don't usually do that.
No.
I mean, if they did, it's a pretty large friggin' bug, and it's scary.
Well, that's a whole other podcast.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah. So, they're like, alright, it's a little freaky here. So now they decided to, since things were getting physical, and things were really starting to move around.
Physical.
Yeah.
Physical.
They're like, they decided to contact a psychic. They contacted psychic Barbara Connor. And she visited late in July of 93. And she was the first person that made comment that there was a child spirit by the name of Sally.
Okay.
Haunting the house.
Hence, or the
hanging
title.
Out. Yeah. Hanging around the house. Barbara said Sally was a 7-year-old girl that complained a lot of having pain in her abdomen, hand, and tooth. Sally also told Barbara that she didn't like many of the things that Deborah did. That she thought that Deborah was too bossy, and Sally didn't like that. Sally really didn't like her telling her to leave her baby alone, to just let him sleep, and getting mad at her. Because I guess throughout the time of that the hauntings were happening and things were moving around, you know, they had accepted they had a spirit, but it was getting on their nerves, so they were actually talking to the spirit. They were like, would you stop? You're getting on my nerves. Like, don't do this. Yeah. You know, leave my baby alone. You know, so Deborah was like, Sally's like a little upset that you're being so mean to her.
Yeah.
And so Deborah's like, okay, you know, I kind of understand. She's seven. She's bored. She's like, well, can we do something to help so that maybe lessen the chaos? Like, can we make some kind of agreement? Because I really need to get some damn sleep at night.
Yeah.
You know, I need you to leave my baby alone so he can get a full night's sleep because I got cranky baby and you got cranky me and it's just getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
So, they decided to get Sally her own dolls to play with.
Hmm.
And some other things, and that maybe then she would leave the baby alone. And Sally said she agreed. So they set up a little corner that Barbara said that Sally seemed to like. They set up this little area for her in the nursery that she could play. They even put crowns.
Aww.
And stuff to see if maybe she would communicate.
Yeah.
They supposedly got some things, but it's never been substantiated, like yeah. whether or not they were really true. Stuff. So they're hoping that would help appease Sally and things would kind of calm down and, you know, like they're okay with her living there because they figured she was just a 7-year-old child. You know, we're okay with it. Just try not to be so obnoxious.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So the activity continued, mm-hmm. but it didn't get too bad. You know, here and there, you know, Tony would still receive, get attacks and stuff like that, but only Tony.
Yeah.
Like, only scratches and stuff like that would happen to him. But Deborah and the baby were never bothered.
Yeah.
More than somebody just trying to play with the baby.
Yeah.
And then on October 31st of 93, Tony claimed to actually see a full body apparition of Sally.
Oh.
In the kitchen. After all the kids had left for trick-or-treating, he happened to see her one day in the kitchen. So, after about 2 years of all this, they eventually did move out. But, before they moved out, they did end up on a couple of different TV shows and investigations. Oh, wow. They were on this one show called Sightings, which is one of the first, like, paranormal... Like, it was kind of like Unsolved Mysteries, but a little bit different. It was kind of one of those first paranormal investigation TV shows they had.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have a couple of, you can actually still find the episode, like, on YouTube to watch it. And I believe, like, they have live action, somebody's up in the attic, and supposedly gets touched or hurt or something like that. I don't remember if it's Tony or if it's somebody else, but there's a couple of different there's that episode and then there's a couple of other investigations that you can find on YouTube about the things that they've done there, and there's actually even a whole website dedicated to the Sally House.
Oh wow, that's interesting.
So in the years present, there's been many paranormal investigations in the house. And some of the activities that have been reported by mainly paranormal investigators in the house. Full body apparitions, objects flying throughout the air on their own, items being moved, misplaced, or lost. Phantom furniture heard being moved around or operated. Thumps, knocks. Scratching the walks. I put knocks and thumps together.
Yes, I'm laughing.
Clumps.
Numps.
Numps. Sounds of animals and people,
hmm.
but not from an explainable source. They've gotten many EVPs, extreme smells, especially smelling of burning sulfur.
Ew, but that's not a sign of a ghost.
I know. We'll get to that. Let's see. Physical harm to investigators, curtains spontaneously catching on fire, cold spots, cell phones of investigators or visitors, because you can visit the house now, have been known to take random photos on their own while in the house.
Oh, cool.
Candles light up on their own. Bricks flying at people's head out of nowhere when from the basement. So what had, like, the Sally house has been, in, you know, in and out of the public eye for a while now, and then it did kind of drown out, and then it kind of came back. And one of the reasons why it came back recently is that they're starting to think that Sally really isn't a ghost after all. She is a demon pretending to be a ghost of a child.
Interesting. But yeah. I wonder why.
Well, they said, well, see, Tony always thought the entity or the experience was negative. And then, like, when he had, like, Barbara come in, they had a couple other investigations too, and then they kind of tried to convince him otherwise. And then the more investigating they did, the more they become more convinced that it's actually an evil entity and not...
No, I mean, I wonder why the demon's there.
Oh, I think they found a sigil.
Oh.
In the basement.
Oh.
So, they think that the demon, or the demonic entity, or whatever, demon, same thing, resides in the hole in the back of the basement. And it's said to be older than the house, and it's actually attached to the land. So, but I do believe that they did say they found, they uncovered a demonic sigil on the wall, when they did liminal tests in the basement, or that, or either an paranormal investigation found a liminal test, or that was what the landlord found after one of the couples moved out, but that was after, the Pickmans lived there.
Oh, wow.
And, but there's one group has done many investigations on the Sally house, and you can find a lot of their investigations on YouTube. It's called, it's livesci-fi.tv, or live sci-fi, I guess. They've done quite a bit, investigation on YouTube, and they have, said that they've seen dark moving shadows, ectoplasma, nightmares. They even said that one of their members became demonically possessed while in there. Wow. So they even claim to have the demonic activity on video. They have demonic voices, and they've had physical attacks since then. So this is still like an ongoing thing. You can go visit. If I'm not mistaken, you have to sign a waiver before you go in.
See, and that's when you're like
saying that if you get attacked or harmed, you're not going to, like, sue, or you can't blame them for it, so it's insure at your own risk kind of thing.
You know, I always thought that if I ever had, a haunted house, I would make people sign a waiver, just to make them scared.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's scary.
Well, yeah, but you know there are some haunted houses that you have to sign a waiver.
Well, yeah, I know.
Because it is so scary, because they allow you to be touched, and those are the ones that make you sign a waiver, because they'll come out and get you.
I heard at work they're talking about a place where you can go and get tortured.
Uh-huh. There's a couple of them.
Why?
Some people like that stuff.
It's weird and creepy.
I think there's one in Philadelphia, if I'm not mistaken.
But I don't really care, because I'm never going.
Yeah. They've been featured on a couple of different, travel channels featured a couple of those places.
But I don't understand the want for that.
I don't know. I do not know.
Weird.
I don't know. I think even Morbid Podcast, when they did their episode on fear, they talk about something like that.
There's a difference between getting scared and being tortured.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but some people, being scared is torture to them. You know what I mean?
Oh, I can see that. Like, for me, going to, like, Frightland or, like, Wicked Woods, that isn't scary. Like, that to me is, I mean, it's scary, but it's not torture. Yeah. Like, it's like an adrenaline rush. It's like a roller coaster ride.
Right.
But I guess, yeah, I could see
that. But I'm just gonna say, there's all different kinds of torture. There's, like, psychological torture.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So.
Well, this is, like, a pain, like a... Like, people are, like, electrocuting you. Like, you're getting, like, tased or something.
Yeah, they're becoming more and more acceptable in society. They've probably been on, like, the down low underground for a long time. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, since we went off topic again, you know, we're gonna like that. But yeah, the Sally House, I wouldn't mind visiting one.
Yeah.
Besides the lie sci-fi people, my favorite investigative team that went there was the dudes from BuzzFeed.
I feel like we're kind of like them a little teeny bit.
A little bit. When they went in and they did their investigation there on their YouTube channel. Oh, excuse me. They're hilarious.
Didn't they try to spend the night?
I think so, but I can't remember.
Yeah, they tried to stay the night, and then he left. And that was, like, my favorite part of the whole thing, because he left, and he was like, I'm going to feel bad about it. I'm like, yeah. Okay, so they were so scared.
Yeah, he's just... they're good. They're fun to watch. Like, that's a good series to watch. But for the Sally House, that was my favorite one, watching them do that one. And but they didn't find anything. So they actually seem to not, usually, which is interesting.
Yeah. I think it depends.
I don't know.
I think it also depends upon how much... We also got to be careful, because some shows... Because, like, if I were to, I don't know, because, like, I don't really believe in ghosts. I believe in spirits, but I don't believe in ghosts, which I know is, it's a whole other situation.
Right, right.
But I know if you go into something expecting something,
yeah,
sometimes you get something, and if you go into it, like,
yeah,
not expecting something.
We could do a whole, we can even do a pod, we can do an episode about spirits and ghosts and how they're different.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, again. Back on topic. Yes. No, anyway.
Here we go.
So, yeah. But thank you for joining us today. I really hope that you enjoyed the new way we're doing this. I hope to bring you more haunted locations.
And movies will be coming out. I gotta get them.
Yeah, we're gonna, but I'm hoping, like, I know I said at the beginning of the month that we're gonna bring you extra stuff in October, and here in the middle of the month, and we suck. But I promise more stuff will be coming out soon. Yeah, we'll we're just load you up, especially schedules. I know we keep saying that, but you know, life just keeps throwing stuff at us
as life does.
But you know, especially the week of Halloween, we're gonna have a good amount. We got some good stuff planned, so look forward to that.
And we're gonna go on a ghost hunt on Friday.
Yes, we are. Anyway, so but if you really do enjoy listening to us, please let us know by giving us a review, and if you can give us 5 stars, that will great and help us out tremendously. And also following us on whatever platform you listen to, whether it is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, would be really much appreciated. Again,
or MySpace, you know,
MySpace. Yeah, we don't post on MySpace. Sorry, the social media platforms that we do post on, which are
Facebook. At DC Star Files, or Instagram at DC Star Files Podcast.
It's hard enough, so don't be adding no MySpace on there for me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No MySpace. We tried Twitter, but we're silly. Oh well, we're kind of, I don't. It was hard.
Obviously, it's even hard for us to talk about it. It's just so emotionally draining that we couldn't even talk about it. But
too hard. Who's being anyway? About it.
Again, thanks for listening. Sorry again if I sound off with my lovely cold, but hopefully it'll be over soon because the weather's changing and yeah.
It's becoming cool. All my favorite time of year.
Gookiness will come out. So, but yes, again, so thank you so much for joining us. And in the meantime,
be sweet,
stand tall,
stay strange.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye.